Imagine being accused and yelled at and scolded for something that you never did in your life. You have no idea what this person is saying. And then you have the opportunity to react and engage with this person, and you're angry and you're furious. Imagine this situation happens in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. One day, a person from outside of Medina, whose name was Uyayna bin Hiss, visited Medina, and his nephew, whose name was Al-Hur bin Qais, was one of the close companions and students of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He was part of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu's special counsel. Few people that Umar bin Khattab had around him to share advice and an opinion, Hur bin Qais was one of them. So the uncle goes to his nephew, Hur bin Qais. He says, "Yes, you know, I want to visit and be part of this council. Said, and I grant me permission. Somehow get me in where I can be in one of your board meetings and be part of this council." So Hur goes to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He says, "My uncle, innahu yasta'dhinuk, he's asking permission. Can you please just visit us, just, you know, view our meeting for one moment?" So Umar bin Khattab had absolutely no apprehension. He had no apprehension to this idea. So he said, "Yeah, well, let him in." So Uyayna comes, the uncle of Hur. Right when he comes to the gathering, he starts to yell at Umar bin Khattab loudly in front of the entire audience. And he says, "Ya Umar, lam tahkum baynana bil adl wa lam tu'tina al jazal." He says, "You don't give us time. You don't deal with us fairly. You're so busy, you don't have time to speak to us. Lam tu'tina al jazal, you know, wa la tahkum baynana bil adl, and you are just a very unfair person." This is a very, you know, powerful accusation against Umar bin Khattab, and I'm not going to go into detail of Umar bin Khattab. Everyone knows him. When you say justice, you think of Umar bin Khattab, and you say Umar bin Khattab, you think of fairness and justice. His name is inseparable from this attribute and this quality. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu gets angry. He's furious. He's like, "Who is this person? I don't even know who you are. Where are you from? Who are you to yell at me?" In his mind, he's saying this. So he gets angry. He's about to get up and react to the situation. So Hur bin Qais says, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of the believers, Inna Allah amara nabiyahu fi Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands his prophet in the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ." In Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 198. If you're going to react to someone who gets you intimidated in a form of rage and anger, always choose the option of forgiveness. And if you're going to say something good, urf. And if you have nothing good to say, wa'arid anil jahilin, just ignore a person who has no common sense and is speaking out of without any evidence. So Umar bin Khattab hears this verse, and he retrieves, he collects himself. Kana waqafan 'inda kitabillah. And the quality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was, whenever Quran was presented in front of him, whether he was emotional, whether he had the right to speak and take revenge, he always reflected over the Quran, and he based his reaction on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i, the great scholar, has a very nice couplet where he talks about dealing with ignorant people, people who lack morals and qualities. قَالُوا سَكَتَّ وَقَدْ خُوسِمْتَ قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ الْجَوَابَ لِبَابِ الشَّرِّ مِفْتَاحُ وَالصَّمْتُ عَنْ جَاهِلٍ أَوْ أَحْمَقٍ شَرَفٌ وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا لِصَوْنِ الْعِرْضِ إِصْلَاحُ. He says, sometimes staying quiet in front of a person who's abrupt and disrespectful is the best option. And also in that situation, your character is being tested. Your personality is being tested. How will you react to someone who's being disrespectful to you? And then he says, أَمَا تَرَى الْأُسْتَى تُخْشَى وَهِيَ صَامِتَةٌ. Have you not seen that lion? It's silent. Silence always doesn't mean a sign of weakness. We're in our culture, we're said, speak up, react, you know, be aggressive. Imam Shafi says, "Ama tara al-usta, have you not seen that lion? Quiet." But everyone reveres the lion. Wal kalbu yukhsa la'amri wa huwa nabahu. And then you see the dog always barking, people are trying to silence that dog. The reality is, if you see a situation where speaking isn't the right option, or arguing isn't the best situation in that environment, silence. And that's where Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was very, very passionate about the Quran, and he was affected by the Quran, impacted by the Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ If you get into an argument, someone is getting you angry and you want to tear them apart and you have the right, khud al-'afw, just choose the option of forgiveness. Wa'mur bil-'urf. This ayah is very powerful. Either you forgive, and if you're going to speak, say something good. And you have nothing good to say, wa'rid 'anil jahilin. Walk away from a person that does not deserve a reply.